Daily Rest, October 31st, 2023. This week's theme is Luther's Seal. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 10. A red heart. In Luther's seal, the black cross of Christ lies centered over a red heart. Given the fallen nature of our human hearts, we might assume that the heart would be at least shaded gray, if not black, due to sin. After all, the Bible says, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. But that would be the human heart by nature in its lost condition. This heart is red and living because it has been rescued from sin by the grace of God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. This heart is red and living because the Holy Spirit has worked faith within it, faith in Jesus as its Savior and Lord. The Apostle Paul says that when a believer confesses the Lord Jesus and believes in his or her heart that God raised him from the dead, that believer will be saved. Faith receives the gift of Jesus' own righteousness. When that faith confesses its joy in and reliance upon the Lord Jesus, it is promised the gift of everlasting life in heaven. Salvation is not, and never can be, a matter of human works, for no human can be perfect as the law demands. The Bible so clearly states, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." The believing child of God who receives that gift by faith has been purified in the eyes of God. Jesus says that such a heart is blessed and will indeed see God. Dear Lord, while we adoring pay our humble thanks to Thee, may every heart with rapture say, "The Savior died for me." Oh, may the sweet, the blissful theme fill every heart and tongue, till strangers love the charming name and join the sacred song. Amen. The Lutheran hymnal, hymn 363. Stanzas 4 and 5. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clc.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member church of the CLC. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.